Track 4. And here's some more news stories. Town Council objects to Aller Copse Homes plan application. Newton Abbott Town Council has objected to a planning application to build homes on part of Aller Copse. Application 24/0143/FUL for two dwellings on land adjacent to 25 Lower Fern Road went before the town's council's planning committee on the 8th of October. The committee, chaired by Councillor Mike Joyce, objected to the application due to the negative impact the development will have on the ecology of the area and woodland. The government target date for Teignbridge District Council to make a decision on the application is on or before the 20th of November. Submitted to Teignbridge District Council on September the 2nd by Morris Architectural Design on behalf of Mr. Stuart Lacey, the application has so far received close to 30 objections, with Newton Abbott Town Council being among the latest. The majority of objections voice concerns about potential environmental impact of any possible development. An application for three dwellings was rejected back in 2007. The planning, design and access statement states that the land in question is owned and maintained by a trust made up of local residents, though it does not name the trust. It is thought to be the Aller Copse Trust, which bought the land years ago to preserve it and stop or prevent any form of development, the Mid Devon Advertiser has been told. Information about the trust is scant, but a document reportedly distributed to members and shown to the Mid Devon Advertiser states that the trustees must not sell or otherwise dispose of the land without the consent of trust members. The document identifies three trustees and nine trust members. Trustees will be appointed from within the membership to administer the land on behalf of and in the interests of the members of the trust, the document reads. It would appear that those interests now favour a two-dwelling development rather than preserving the woodland. The Mid Devon Advertiser is keen to get in touch with anyone who has information about the Aller Copse Trust. Please contact the news desk on 01626 353555.
Rape allegation is investigated. Police are investigating an allegation of rape at a Dawlish Warren holiday park. There were reports of police officers and forensic teams seen at a park in the Warren, and one of the lodges was cordoned off by officers. A spokesman for Devon and Cornwall Police said officers were called to the holiday park in Warren Road on Sunday morning. This followed reports a woman had been raped overnight. The spokesman said inquiries are currently ongoing into the incident. The victim is being supported by specially trained officers. A 19-year-old man from Yeovil was arrested on suspicion of rape and has since been released on police bail.
Warning issued over loan sharks. With energy prices set to rise and people on lower incomes possibly worrying about their finances this winter, Trading Standards is reminding people not to be tempted by loan sharks. Loan sharks target vulnerable people who may not be able to obtain credit through mainstream providers. They may appear to be a friendly face offering a favour, but can end up trapping borrowers into a cycle of debt with high interest rates. Some may use threats, intimidation, or violence if repayments cannot be met. Following these safety tips to protect yourself and loved ones from loan sharks. If you're struggling to make ends meet and need cash fast, the thought of a loan shark might seem tempting, but remember these lenders are not your friends. Debt can quickly spiral out of control. It's important to think carefully before taking out a loan and consider other options. Never send money or give credit card, online account details, or copies of personal documents to anyone you don't know or trust. This information is valuable, so make sure you protect it from criminals who can use it to find and stalk you. If you're thinking about borrowing money, it's important to check that your lender is genuine. Check the firm or person you're dealing with is listed on the financial services register. It's vital for people to know there is an ethical, local, not-for-profit alternative available. Credit unions are a lifeline for many people, with their services helping members to save regularly, borrow responsibly, and keep track of their finances. Getting trapped in a never-ending spiral of debt after borrowing from a loan shark can have devastating consequences, not only on your finances, but also on other aspects of your life, including your mental health, work, and relationships with family and friends. Contact the Stop Loan Sharks 24/7 helpline on 0300 555 2222 for support.
Recycling rate is second best. Devon has maintained its position as having the second highest recycling rate in the country. This comes as Devon County Council issue a reminder for people to continue separating their waste. The recycling rates in Devon were 54.5% during the year 2023-24, which is an increase of 0.5% on the previous year, according to figures by the Devon Authority's Strategic Waste Committee. The committee comprises of Devon County Council, the Waste Disposal Authority, and Devon's 8 district authorities who manage curbside collections. It also includes Torbay Council, who are a unitary council managing both their curbside collections and their recycling centre. The authorities all work in partnership to deliver a sustainable, cost-effective and efficient waste service. The figures in the latest report include both curbside collection as well as items brought in by householders and businesses to Devon County Council's 19 household waste recycling centres. Councillor Roger Crowe said, "This is good news and shows that Devon's councils and residents are continuing to work hard to reduce waste, increase recycling and reuse more. It's crucial for protecting our environment for future generations."
Cheese slices recalled in food scare. A food firm has recalled its Zloty Mazur cheese in slices after salmonella was found in the product. The Food Standards Agency has warned. The infected batches of the Polish brand have a 30.08/P6 barcode and come in 150-gram packs with a 28th of November 2024 use-by date. The FSA warned consumers not to eat the product and to return it to the store from where it was bought for a full refund. Point-of-sale notices will be displayed in stores where the packs were sold, explaining to customers why the product is being recalled. Salmonella symptoms normally include fever as well as gastrointestinal problems, including diarrhea and abdominal cramps.